This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's 7 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffens, Good Day Radio Program. Doug will be back before we know it. I am Jay Kirshner. With me is Jennifer Horn.
Hello.
And the world just lights up with your voice.
The world, what's it? What the world lights up with her smile. What was the song? The theme song, old TV.
Oh, that was Mary Tyler Moore, right?
Mary Tyler Moore. Thank you. Sorry, I forgot. And, but yes, how does it go? Again?
That should be. I have no idea, but I remember something like I know the tune. Something with your smile. Well, that's you.
I never fully watch. I'm the queen of old television, and I love old TV shows. But I never got into Mary Tyler Moore. Not too much. I never watched that so much. But
my go-to was Bewitched.
Oh, I loved Bewitched.
I love Bewitched and I Dream of Jeannie, but Bewitched was my favorite. Like, was my jam.
Jeannie was okay. I'd watch it when it was on, but I loved Bewitched. I loved, a little bit Gilligan's Island. Of course, I love Lucy. Facts of Life, Alice. I used to love that one.
What's Alice?
Oh my gosh.
I've never even heard. I've known everything else you said. I don't know that one.
Mel's Diner. Does that ring a bell?
I know like the physical Mel's Diner.
So
great tuna melt.
Alice was a great show. My dad used to make so much fun of me for loving it because I was like four and I would watch this show and I loved it. But Alice was a waitress who was a single mom and a widow. Her husband died. So she moved from New Jersey to Arizona. I think they were in Scottsdale or Flagstaff. And she worked at a truck stop with, a cast of characters. Mel was the owner of the diner, Vera, Flo. And then there were a couple of other characters. There was Belle and there was Jolene that came in after Flo left. But if you ever hear the phrase kiss my grits, it came from the show Alice.
Yeah. Okay.
That was one of the things that Flo would say, Florence Jean Castleberry.
So that's what the restaurant Mel's Diner is based off of.
Mm-hmm.
I have been there so many times. Yeah, that's one of best.
So you got to check it out. It's actually still on. You know, they have all those networks now that have all the old TV shows. You should do a little Google on Alice. It was fun. It was one of the first. I think maybe I liked it because it was one of the first examples of a woman who was a working woman, single mom. That wasn't oftentimes depicted on television at that point, which made it kind of interesting. It's like a, powerful, strong woman story.
Yeah. Get it. That's awesome. Yeah. Well, speaking of retro, did you ever grow up like going to the dollar store, the Dollar Tree or whatever stores were like, everything's a dollar or less. And they were a dollar or less.
We're living in Joe Biden's economy. I still go to those stores.
Well, they're not a dollar or less anymore.
They sure aren't. Thanks a lot, Joe.
Yeah. Well, what is it? The Dollar Tree. Last summer, the price cap was raised to $5.
Yep.
Now it's $7.
That's crazy.
Isn't that false advertising by calling it?
I think so too. And I understand like a dollar is not what a dollar used to be. So I get that. But I think there has to be like some kind of warning, because if you walk in and you think you're getting everything for a buck, it's not. I mean, if you like the 99 cent only store, if you have those, there's like a chain of 99 cent only stores. Mm-hmm. And if you look at the fine print, it says 99 cent plus only stores. So now they've added a plus.
Yeah.
So maybe it needs to be. You're lucky if it's a Dollar Tree.
Dollars Tree.
Yeah, the Dollars Tree.
Yeah. Well, that's like, what's the one store? Five Below. Where everything is Five Below. I feel like it's still that way, right? Everything is Five Below. Because they really would have to change their name if things were over $5. Because that is a lawsuit waiting to happen. We already know people are litigious.
Yeah.
For any which reason. There are lawyers out there who are like, I just need a class action lawsuit.
Right.
That will be my retirement fund. And yeah, if Five Below starts having things that are over $5, I could totally see a class action lawsuit.
Five Below is actually a fun store to go into.
Oh, it's a great store.
I don't mind Five Below at all. Some of the dollars, you have to be careful with some of the dollar stores. Like some of the dollar stores, a little seedy. Dollar Tree, I actually really like. If you're like a crafter or if you want to make like cool centerpieces, if you're one of those Instagram people, you can really like score big at the Dollar Tree. They have some pretty good stuff and they even have that stuff online because most dollar stores don't have stuff online. So I like them, but I am really bummed that it's now going to be capped at $7. It's a lot.
That is a lot. I used to go for my wrapping paper back when I wrapped gifts.
Smart.
Mm-hmm. Now I'm gift back gift bag or bust. Yeah. Like I love not wrapping a gift.
I don't know why that's so relaxing for me. I love it. Christmas, I sit and I put on my Hallmark movies, have my glass of wine. And by the time I stand up, I look like I'm wearing glitter pants because everything I buy always has glitter all over it. But
rightfully so.
I know. Do people still go? Maybe that's a good question for us on our social medias about their favorite discount stores, because I think people are looking for deals these days.
Yeah, sharing is caring. I think that's a great idea. Hit us up with your favorite discount store. Our social media, Facebook, Instagram, X, at Good Day Networks. Yeah, Five Below really is a good one. You know what I like? I like arcades. I like going, playing games, winning tickets, and then using those tickets to buy something. Like, I bought an awesome oil diffuser.
You did?
Yeah.
Where'd you find that? A good place you'd like to go?
We have a place called Main Event.
Yeah, that's your favorite.
Yes, that's where we go a lot. Or, you know, like, there's Dave & Buster's and stuff, too. But we like to play games, and it's almost like, yeah, we're spending money on buying credits for these games, but then you get the tickets, and you actually get some really fun stuff. Like, my son got an RC car recently. Like, he loves the remote control cars.
Wow.
But the oil diffuser I got, it is clutch. Like, it's my travel oil diffuser now.
Really?
And I feel like it was free because I played games. And
does it plug in and actually steam up?
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
And it doesn't take water. It's like you drip the oil in and the light bulb heats it up. Uh-huh. So it emits the smell. So there's no like full on actual steam, but it still emits the smell for a while.
Oh, that's really nice.
So that you it can all like burns off. Make
a hotel smell better, because when you travel, stinky sometimes.
Yes, I do not go anywhere without my oil diffuser. I have to have those good smelling things.
Yeah. Huh. Well, that's a good one. So, no, using those tickets, though, I used to love it. I'm really good at skee ball, and that's about it. So I'd always have like a ton of tickets from skee ball.
Where you get like the corner 10,000, right? Yeah. Like, back to back.
I don't remember there being anything good. I guess I have to check it out again. It's been years, but I always remember like those little stupid like finger traps. You remember those things?
Yes.
You
get those,
a lot of balls, you know, some like little toy stuff. But I like
prank stuff like the whoopee cushion or the gum that you offer somebody a piece of like, what was it? Like Juicy Fruit or Wrigley's the green one. And they go to pull it and it like shocks them.
It gives you a little bling.
Yes. Those were the fun ones.
Yeah, I like that. We have to go to the Main Event. I'll have to come for a visit.
Yes, absolutely. You do skee ball. We like I used to be good at this. I'm not good at it anymore. I feel like I passed it to my husband, but the one where the light goes around and around and you have to hit the button and get the light to stop on a certain spot.
Oh, that's fun. Yeah, I know that one.
Yeah, I used to be good at those. I'm not anymore. He's good at it. I'm good at the ball drop ones. Like, there's this one where it's a ball that drops and then there's these holes that circle around and you have to hit the ball to drop at the specific time.
Yeah.
And you almost have to have it drop directly down for it to go into the jackpot one. Otherwise it'll bounce like everywhere and go into something else.
Yeah.
Those are the good ones. Those are the good ones. We should do like a Facebook Live sometime. Like we'll meet up at the same time at our favorite arcades. And we will do a, like, here's how you win this game. And you can teach everyone to play skee ball.
The trick.
I'll teach the ball drop one. And then that becomes our new dollar store and Dollar General and Dollar Tree stuff.
I think it's fun. You can go get your supplies there. That's good.
Yeah.
Look, we've got a plan.
That's what we need to do. Okay, so getting into like the real news.
Oh, boy. Who wants to do that?
This is, I guess, a little graphic, but a man wearing a scream mask is accused of killing his neighbor with a chainsaw. This is a real life scary movie happening.
Oh, that sounds awful. So this is in Pennsylvania, and a 30-year-old man is accused of killing his neighbor with a chainsaw while wearing a mask from Scream.
Yeah, which kind of frustrates me because I'm like, pick a franchise. Either it's Texas Chainsaw Massacre or it's Scream.
Or it's
like, they both have a mask and they both have a distinct weapon. So if you're like, I'm not condoning this, but if you're going to go for the Scream mask, you need the knife. If you're going to have a chainsaw, you need leather face mask.
This is crazy. So he killed his neighbor. The guy that is accused is Zach Moyer, who's 30. He killed his neighbor, allegedly. Edward Whitehead Jr., who's 59. Is there a better way to go about this, like neighbor feud, other than strapping on the mask and firing up your chainsaw?
It really is. Like, react first, think later.
Right?
And is there no thought process of what next? Like, after you commit this heinous crime,
or am I going to get away with
it? Yeah. Do you think that everything's going to be easy peasy? I mean, we live in a world where there are cameras everywhere. Yes, everybody complains about they don't want Big Brother watching and the government and facial recognition, blah, 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 blah. Most people have door ring, like those doorbell cameras.
Yeah.
Like, cameras are everywhere.
You're
not getting away with anything.
I don't know how you wouldn't think that you were going to get caught. Apparently, his sister came out and said that he had even mentioned to her that he wanted to kill this guy a week before he actually did it, which is not good for him because now you're going to have premeditation probably playing a role in all this. And I guess they had some back and forth, some arguing between the neighbors. Holy smokes. I just don't understand how it gets that bad that you actually feel like you have to kill somebody.
Well, and not victim blaming by any means, but at a certain point, in knowing the society we live in and that you don't truly know other people, do you just don't engage? Like, my husband is, he's not a road rage person, but if he's dealing with somebody with road rage, he wants to kind of like some way make a comment back to them.
Right.
And I'm always like, you don't know if they're packing. You don't know like what
they're capable of
triggering them right now. Yeah. You don't know what they're capable of. And we've had these conversations on air where we're talking about different news stories. The one that always sticks in my mind is that child who was shot while in the back seat with his mom on the way to work or on the way to school in California.
That was like, close to me. Yeah.
And yeah. So it's you do not know.
And it's like, you would think that that would cause you to get your child killed, but that's exactly what happened.
Yeah. And again, they're victims, so no doubt, but it's just like, don't even engage with people anymore. Like,
I know,
not worth it. Never
it's
worth
unbelievable.
It.
And you don't know what you have to lose. I tell my dad this all the time. My dad is the rager in my life, and he just gets angry at people on the road and wants to tell them that they're dumb. And so I'm like, Dad, just take a deep breath. It's not worth it. It's not worth losing your whole life for someone that cuts you off.
Yeah.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
It looks like your luggage is over 50 pounds. Is there anything you can take out?
Oh, yeah. Let me just toss all these $20 bills.
Great. Let me grab you a trash can.
Stop. Instead of throwing money away, move some clothes into a carry-on. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
With Father's Day right around the corner, what do you give the man who has everything? That's pretty easy. You give him an experience he'll never forget. You give him Omaha Steaks. Just head over to omahasteaks.com, omahasteaks.com. Use the promo code 30DUG, that's 30DOUG, and get $30 off qualifying orders. Choose from a variety of mouthwatering packages, bacon-wrapped filet mignon, gourmet grillables like the air-chilled boneless chicken breasts, hamburgers, jumbo franks, and all of Dad's favorites. I'm getting hungry just talking about this. Don't forget, to save room for dessert, their caramel apple tartlets are my favorite. So again, visit omahasteaks.com and use the promo code 30DUG. That's 30DUG. When you place your order today, get $30 off your qualifying order. Minimum order is required. See site for details.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
With the presence of Warren Eckstein, our pet's best friend, the pet show is something he's been hosting. I believe Marconi started with radio in 1929, and Warren was 1934. I think that's when this all started. They give it to me, so I...
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
All right, 23 after the hour, social media time in this hour of Good Day. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner. And I have done a little research because I was just saying to Jay off the air, when I was in Hawaii last week, there were some folks that I met that wanted to know more about the Good Day program. So I Googled it. And I found that Good Day came up first, the Good Day program, the Good Day download, and the Good Day show, gooddayshow.com, which was kind of cool. And so then my friend and partner in one of the radio adventures that we are, we were over there to check out, we were talking about Google and how you search on Google and maybe other search engines as well. I'm not the expert here for sure, but I know enough to be dangerous, Jay. And some of the things that I know you've taught me, but I say this to everybody who's got a small business, for example. As much as I'm not a fan of the guys who ran Google, and I kind of don't like Google either, but everybody's using Google, and that's what we say on the air, whether we go to Mr. Google to find out this, that, and the other thing. So if you're looking to promote your business, what I've looked at and what I understand, you can tell me, help me with this, Jay, if you will. The bottom line is to give Google what it wants, in essence. And so there are these keywords, and that's what you have to understand. How did you learn how to do that? How did you learn how to do keywords so that when somebody types into a search box,
the keywords, the meta tagging and stuff, that was something that when I first got my real job, my adult job, my big girl job, it was working in digital and social media. And this was kind of the height of when social media was first becoming a thing for businesses. Mm-hmm. And I was pretty much studying under who my boss was at the time. His name is Daniel Instandick, and he taught me all of that. It was like going to a digital school. I can't code, but it was like going to a digital school, just really working with him and studying under him and teaching me all of those things and how there's algorithms you have to focus on, but the algorithm is never the same. So if you're doing something, say we're doing the same thing this year that we did last year, well, then we're already a year behind because things change drastically, continuously. Mm-hmm. You have to keep keep going to webinars.
Yeah. Well, but the things can change. And so maintaining, I don't know that we do this purposely, but we have so much content on this program every day. How much of that gets put into, because we post things, we have questions of people, you know, various social media things that we ask every day of people, like the hottest thing that we did last week, I think, was the electric vehicle question that we had. There's still questions, there's still answers coming in or thoughts coming in from people on that. But I guess that's it. What's a spider? I guess I would ask that question not knowing. I know I've, as I said, I know enough to be dangerous. But spiders, the things that grab the content?
It's okay. So like the insect, like creepy crawler thingy, it's a web crawler. It's like a bot. And it's operated by the search engines.
So, but there's no human being involved.
It's like a digital spider, if you will.
Yeah.
It crawls across the internet and it grabs content and different things like that.
The average mind doesn't even understand how all of that stuff works. Really doesn't. I don't think. I don't even imagine that. And then you can put AI into it. Oof. All right. We had a Facebook situation that I thought I would share also. Would you explain? Jay is all things when it comes to this sort of thing. So Steve Wiseman, who is our attorney, he's always on the Countdown Show with us, but he also has got a website called Scamicide. And so he pointed out, he sent me a note on over the weekend, actually it was yesterday, and he said he thought my Facebook page had been hacked or duplicated or something, based on him being asked to be a friend, and he's already my friend.
He received a friend request from you when he's already your friend. So it's kind of like, is this a dupe account, a spam account? I tried searching, so it's very possible that it was already deactivated and it was already found out to be a spam account. But it's real. It happens.
Be careful. It sure does. All right, social media in the focus here, 28 after the hour.
Never grocery shop when you're hungry. I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. Money Talks News urges against serving size portions. They're convenient, but you're paying for packaging and the labor to assemble it, as you will see by comparing unit price with bigger sizes that you can baggie up yourself. And demote meat from its starring role to the supporting cast in tasty casseroles and soups and stews. Regardless of how carefully a shop, you're racing the clock because food expires. Slightly stale bread makes great French toast, or you can use it for breadcrumbs, and you can freeze breads, bagels, and muffins. Let them thaw overnight, and they're good as new. Turn overripe bananas into banana bread, or freeze them, and then mash them up in the food processor for a yummy and healthy dessert. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
The Omaha Steaks semi-annual sale is here. You get 50% off site-wide. Save on mouth-watering favorites. Go to omahasteaks.com/Doug, D-O-U-G, and shop the semi-annual sale where you can load up on all the delicious flavor that you crave. And they're doing it for offering it to you for half price from their tender, juicy butcher's cut filet mignon, their pure ground burgers, the comfort classics, easy to prepare meals, perfect for busy weekday nights. Plus, as an added bonus, you get 8 free Omaha Steak burgers in the packages that you select. Shop omahasteaks.com/Doug. With the Omaha Steaks, the possibilities are endless, endless flavor, endless value, incredible entrees, scrumptious sides. omahasteaks.com/
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. When Congress returns from Easter recess next week, lawmakers may consider voting on further aid for Ukraine. House Speaker Mike Johnson mentioned during an interview on Fox News that the proposed supplemental aid includes funding not only for Ukraine, but also for Israel and the Indo-Pacific region. The White House defending President Biden's decision to recognize Transgender Day of Visibility on Easter Sunday.
So surprised by the misinformation that's been out there around this, and I want to be very clear. every year for the past several years, on March 31st, Transgender Day of Visibility is marked.
Press Secretary Corinne Jean-Pierre emphasized the president's commitment to unity and the rights of all Americans. And according to the IRS, millions of Americans will have the opportunity to file their taxes for free this year using the agency's new online filing program. John Schaefer, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
You're listening to Doug Steffen's Good Day with Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen, a man who says if you like to eat, check out the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmershow.com.
It's 34 after the hour on Doug Steffen's Good Day radio program. I'm Jay Kirshner. She is Jennifer Horn. And Doug will be back with us before we know it.
Woohoo.
I always miss him when he's not here. But you know what? How dare he
the life.
Go to Hawaii and not bring us with him? We could have all been together handling the program.
In the aloha spirit, I wrote to him. I said, you know, I don't think you should be unsupervised while you're in Hawaii. And I don't understand why we are not there. So you need help.
It's rude. It's just straight up rude.
I think so too.
And you know, the real picker, he's not even going to send us any pineapples or anything.
No, he won't bring us any of the little hula girls that you put on the dashboard. No, none of those things.
All I'm asking is for a pineapple, and it could be free. He could pick it himself. Like,
he could pick it himself. Just steal a pineapple.
Just rude, Dudley.
Don't you get arrested for bringing a pineapple home without disclosing it there?
Really?
Yeah, I don't think you're supposed to bring agriculture back unless you buy. That's why they buy the Maui Golds at the airport.
Oh, and they send them. You know what? Ryan and I, when we went there for our honeymoon, and we did get a like entire huge wooden case that was shipped to us. We didn't bring it ourselves. So I guess
You're not supposed to travel with it. And they even like they make you go through a second set of x-rays. So your regular TSA screening. And then you have to go, at least how it is in Maui, you have to go through a second x-ray to make sure you don't have any food products on you.
I don't remember that. I remember that going there. They were very strict about what, like, you can't bring apples or anything. Like, you can't bring any vegetation there. Mm-hmm. I do not recall it coming back.
Yeah. And even, you know, we had a producer friend, actually a producer of this program, come to think of it, who passed away. And my dad was helping him with, like, the funeral. And we were doing, like, a little bit of work. And he had a cat. And no one was going to be able to take care of the cat. So his friend from Hawaii actually took this guy's cat. The poor cat had to live in quarantine for like weeks because they don't want to transfer anything back and forth between the mainland and Hawaii. So sad.
Oh, I mean, it makes sense. But it does. Still, that cat, that poor cat probably thought it was like abandoned. And
I know. His name was Shatner, the cat.
Oh, of course it was. My goodness.
Pretty cute.
Well, so there has been a lot in the news regarding P. Diddy, Sean Puffy Combs. And when a lot of these allegations, these abuse and assault and straight up trafficking allegations started coming out, I saw a news article that made a very valid point. When this happens to other celebrities, there's always at least one or two people in their camp or that were friends or worked with them on a film. And they're like, I never would have guessed this, or, or they vouch for the person. And they're like, no, they're not capable of this and stuff like that. And the article I read was that nobody stepped forward for Diddy saying he wasn't capable of it. And it was kind of
everybody's like, oh yeah.
Yeah. Like everybody just kept quiet about it. And that was one of those like very telling things that there was not a single person in his camp that was like, yeah, no way. And even like his ex-wife, it was one of the ones that has come forward against him. I didn't know this. Did you know that Usher lived with him when he was a young teenager?
I did not. And so just if you're kind of catching up on the story. So it was a big deal because I live in Los Angeles. If you live in Miami, it was probably a big deal there, too. On what day was it? Monday. Homeland Security did a coordinated raid on both of his properties. And it was a big deal on local news here. They had helicopters flying over. This was like military style. They had, I mean, they went into his house. Mm-hmm. And what was curious, and I don't even know how I feel about all this, but what was curious is that Diddy could not be found because he was flying around on his private jet. And he left his sons behind at his house as the raid was going on. His sons were handcuffed, which a lot of people have seen those images, and he was flying around on his private jet. And so a lot of the media, I think, was saying, well, optically, this doesn't look good, especially because he was traveling to a place that doesn't do extradition with the United States. And so he kind of, but then it was revealed he stopped in Miami and answered questions. And the only arrest made was someone who was in possession of cocaine, who they say is his drug mule, who's been like carrying drugs back and forth for Diddy. So he got arrested. Diddy did not been charged yet. And then you see the pictures come out that show what the law enforcement did to his house. I mean, his house was
ransacked. Yeah.
Ransacked. And so then I started thinking, I'm like, okay, wait a second. This guy hasn't been charged with anything yet. They destroyed his house. Now, I'm not standing up for Diddy, but like, if you are a person and you have the government come into your house and like rip everything up and then you never get charged, that's a real bummer. You have to deal with that.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. But then all these stories start coming out and you start to hear that it was possible that he was abusive to Jennifer Lopez when they were together, that he was the first person who she says ever cheated on her. Then you have the story where Justin Bieber comes out and there's a video. He doesn't say anything, but earlier like several years ago, he said as he was finding God, because, you know, he's turned Christian and
yes.
all this. He said that he was groomed when he was a young boy.
Uh-huh.
And then, lo and behold, here comes a video where Justin Bieber is standing next to P. Diddy, 15-year-old Justin Bieber. And P. Diddy's like, I can't tell you what we're doing, but we're doing things that 15-year-old kids dream of. And I guess Justin Bieber was with P. Diddy for a week. Is it possible that, I mean, it was a creepy video that was out on social media. And now you're hearing from this old interview that Usher gave in 2016 when he said he heard all of these curious things about, or saw all these curious things and didn't want to indulge. Well,
and as a 13-year-old, like, staying up late. Yeah, with like, not, and not just late, but like until 4 a.m., 5 a.m., partying with these adults. And nobody is staying up till 4 a.m., 5 a.m., like, just
with
playing
good intentions.
Games. Yeah.
And then you hear the story, and this is what is like a little more personal for me, because, and I think I've mentioned it before, but my mom taught Cuba Gooding Jr., who she absolutely loved, who was so clean and on the straight and narrow for such a long time. Like after high school and getting his first round of success, he really tried to stay out of the party atmosphere. Well, now it's revealed he's been named in the lawsuit, and the accusation by the male who's accused Diddy of assault and sexual harassment is that Diddy made this guy go on the yacht with him. Cuba's on the yacht. He got basically hands the guy off to Cuba and is like, have your way with him. And apparently he would do this with all of his celebrity friends. The allegation is that he sets people up with sex workers or people mm-hmm. that work for him. And then he records them so that he has like ammunition secretly against the people that people don't know they're being recorded, but they are. And then he's got ammunition to use. And then you have the stories that come out that say he was the one who authorized the hit on Tupac because Biggie Smalls was shot. I mean, there's a lot that's coming out about Diddy. The media is setting it up like he is a Jeffrey Epstein. I mean, like, almost like a Jeffrey Epstein wannabe. Yeah. And so it's very confusing because Diddy denies everything. His lawyers deny everything. He says he was just going on spring break with his daughters. If it is not true, and if he prevails, I think his reputation's done. I mean, there is so much out there right now. Mm-hmm. I don't know These that this is a recoverable
big.
Thing.
Yeah. Again, big allegations, a lot of them, an ex-wife that's not just like some scorned woman or something like that. And again, the fact that nobody is stepping forward and vouching for him or saying like, you know, oh, wow, did he do these? I'm shocked. Yeah. Like, nobody is saying anything.
If anything, people
like
are saying he did it. 50 Cent was out on social media saying, well, Diddy did it. Basically. So, you know, I don't think there's a lot of people that are rushing to defend him. That's for sure.
Yeah.
But it's definitely a huge, huge scandal. And if he didn't do it, his PR team's going to have a lot of work ahead of him. But it also doesn't look good that he's selling all of his companies.
Yeah.
Which makes you think he's trying to collect as much money as possible.
And then he's going
to
disappear. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Well, and I remember the Usher thing in the sense that he came from Diddy. Like, Diddy essentially discovered him, gave him his start, all that stuff. Same with Mary J. Blige, Biggie Smalls, all of that. I just didn't realize that Usher full-on lived with him for, like,
either.
A year when he was 13. But I forgot about the Justin Bieber thing. I remember that. I thought that Justin Bieber came from Usher, but I guess it makes sense because Usher came from Diddy. So it's kind
of
like...
You need to see the Justin Bieber video. The one that's floating around out there right now where Justin Bieber, this little kid, just got a creepy smile on his face. And Diddy's like, yeah, we're doing all kinds of things. And it's everything that 15-year-olds dream of. I mean, it's gross. It's gross. In the context that we know now. Or we think now.
Well, I guess why don't we just stay on the train of awful news? The other day we were discussing, Doug and I, the 8-year-old who was at a hotel with her family in a lazy river. Something happened with one of the pipes that should be pushing water and it started sucking water. She got sucked in. It was a family trip. There were other family members there. It's unfortunate that nobody realized she was missing right away. But I feel like this happens whenever we think about toddlers or kids who drown in pools. It's not because nobody's watching them, but it is because nobody's watching them. It's it's because everybody thinks that somebody else is watching them or they're with somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
They think like, you know, they've passed the kid on or it's just somebody else is in charge. Yeah. And I think everybody thought that she was with a different family member until they realized she was missing. They unfortunately found her in the pool drain. Well, the latest update is that the mom is suing over the death of her 8-year-old daughter. rightfully so, understandably so, something traumatic, tragic happened. The pool vent, whatever, that was supposed to be pushing water in the lazy river, ends up pulling water, pulls her daughter in. Yeah, that is a lawsuit. That is a lawsuit. And no matter how much money she wins in this, she'd easily give it all back just to have her little girl back.
Oh my gosh, that's a terrifying story, because I think anybody who's been around little kids know that it is easy to turn your back for 1 second or to think that someone else is watching. And all it takes is just a few seconds. And you're right. I mean, you have to sue almost in that situation, but it does not bring your child back. And this is not a little kid. You know, I think many times when you think about pool deaths, you think about toddler,
a 1-year-old, a 2-year-old.
Yeah, somebody just that falls in. But to have someone who's 8, you obviously know that there was a major problem going on with what was happening in that pool.
Yeah. And a lot of times it's when it is somebody so young, it is because either they escaped from the house, which toddlers do. I feel like they transport sometimes. But they escaped from the house and they managed to make their way out and nobody knew that they were outside. Or a situation where it is a lot of people there and you think somebody else is watching the child, because somebody else probably was playing with the child at one point.
That's right. Oh, it is just sad. And you can't recover from that. She'll never recover from that. But you got to figure out to make sure what obviously what the lawsuit does is it doesn't just give them money, but it also sends a message to try to fix the issue so that the problem doesn't happen to somebody else.
Yes. And everybody always stay together no matter what. Talk to your family members, even when they're with their friends. Like the Riley Strain situation, the college student who went missing in Nashville, whose body was found on the river. We talked about this. A lot of times guys will think that they can go off and do their own thing they'll be okay. And it's just never leave your wingman. Never. Always pair up. And one of his buddies was walking down the stairs with him when he was being escorted out, but they didn't, they went back upstairs, I guess. And Luke Bryan's pub, Luke Bryan something bridge or whatever it's called. I guess I looked at the receipts and he only had one drink and like 2 waters.
No way.
So whatever was going on, he wasn't overserved there. And there were videos that showed him running. He seemed fine. He talked to an officer. Everything seemed fine. But there's a video where he falls and hits his head. And then that's when you see him stumbling. And then in other videos where he's near the river where he's stumbling, you wonder, was there a concussion, a head situation?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That is so sad. So he wasn't even overserved there, because that was the big rumor that they were saying. Yeah.
Yeah.
About him.
Yeah. Well, more to come on Doug Steffen's Good Day.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
That doesn't sound good.
Paper shredder's jammed, but I think I fixed it.
Oh, well, try shredding these $50 bills then.
Seems like it's working.
Better try another $400.
Stop. Instead of using money, use regular paper. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Time for us to visit as we get into the spring season. Elizabeth Miller is here from Calitrin to talk about how you can look your best. If you get started now, you're motivated to do it. All right, so Elizabeth, the reason for going to Calitrin in and of itself, a company doesn't succeed for 27 years if it doesn't work?
Yeah, that's right. You know, I mean, we've been able to help customers lose weight safely since 1997. So for 27 years, we've got a product that has been proven safe. It's proven effective. It's got a huge 86% success rate with 90 days, and you get a team of support too. So we're here to do everything we can to help you see the results with this product.
All right, let's talk for about 30 seconds about the special $10 off every bottle.
Yes, discounts on every single month of Calitrin. So the more you need, the more you're going to save. It's on our website, toploss.com.
Check it all out at toploss.com.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
Thank you.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com, gcnfood.com.
After the hour now, Monday on the Good Day program, Nick Miles, our auto expert from our autoexpert.com, is here to answer the question, what do you do if a car you're in gets submerged in water? I want the outstanding mind of Nick Miles to go to work on that. And the reason I came up with it is because there was an example, look at no further than Baltimore. These people that were in cars and trucks and they went off the bridge. And what most people don't realize is apparently you can't, unless you are thinking about this on the way down, you can't get the window open. You can't get the door open because the pressure against it is too much. So what do you do? Anybody ever ask you that question before? What do you do? Well, so what's the answer?
The answer is you have two choices. So electrics won't work, obviously, underwater once the car becomes submerged. So if you have a chance, you can open the windows as you hit the water because the car doesn't usually sink immediately because it has air in it. So it hits the water and goes in a few, let's say 10 seconds. So if you can get the windows open, great. You're absolutely right. Opening them, we've been through this with fire departments to try and work out what the best thing is. I mean, and the chances are so slim, but they do happen. Obviously, we saw that at the bridge in Baltimore. If you can get the windows open, do, because once you're in a bubble, you're trying to push against tons and tons of water to get the door open. Never going to happen. So allow the car to fill with water before you, and get your seatbelt off, too. That's the other thing. because a lot of times you're in the dark, you're submerged. A lot of people need to see the button. So the first thing is, once you've hit the water, is get your seatbelt off. And then when you've done that, get the windows down. Now, there's a little tool you can buy to break the windows, and a lot of people buy these and have them clipped to their seatbelts. But it's really fast thinking. I mean, you've got probably 20...
I was going to say, who's thinking about that? Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Now, just the same way as police officers train themselves for situations over and over and over and over again to do the same thing, think about it before it happens. So if you're driving across a bridge or you're driving where there's water somewhere, just think, what would I do right now if the car goes into water? Because if your brain can plan for it ahead of time, then when the situation occurs in 5 or 10 years' time or never, but you would at least be ready for that occurrence. So thinking it through in your head is probably the most important thing before you ever do it. It's like a fire in your house. If a fire broke out in the kitchen and I'm here, what do I do? Grab the dogs, grab the kids, you know, where do I head? What do I do? And those are the things that should go through your brain before this ever happens, because if it does happen, at least your brain will have an idea and have a plan that you've already come up with. The chances of hitting water, really rare, unlikely to happen. You're more likely to have be stung and die from a bee than you are to drown in a car.
Yeah, but still, something to think about, given the Baltimore situation as much as anything else. All right, let's get to something more practical. The next question has to do with how to pay for car insurance, because in many states, the premiums have gone up 20-30%. And so whatever the new engineering in these cars, because the car is now able to record when you speed and other things that you do that are unfriendly. So what do? Buy an older car and not put up with this stuff?
Well, so there's two things here. First of all, I tell everybody, think of your insurance every year and reassess it. Go and ask other people. Don't be in love with your insurance agent, because your insurance agent is making money out of you. And ultimately, you should be thinking about redoing your insurance every year. The same way as about 40% of Americans that have landlines, that a lot of cases is a waste of time and a waste of money, are paying up to $200 or $300 a month sometimes because they never looked at the bill. They don't care about the bill. It comes in. It's just part of the household expenses. The insurance for your car is exactly the same. Reassess it every year. Look at the bill. And go and ask other insurance. It costs no money to ask an insurance agent how much it would cost to insure your car. The only caveat here is, be careful that you get apples for apples and oranges for oranges. If your car is insured for X amount and it's fully replaced once the accident happens, or if something happens to your car, it's stolen, make sure you get the same insurance that you need. And sometimes your car has to be covered under certain things. Now, remember, also insuring content of your car should be done through your house. And if you're going to insure your car, make sure they're not making you pay extra for content.
Bundled.
Bundle.
Right. Yeah. All right. Let's see. We have good advice here from Nick. That's why I have him on the air. Nick Miles, rautoexpert.com is his website, known around the country and around the world as being one of the most knowledgeable people when it comes to cars and what's going on with cars. That's good. 59 after.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.